from KALW. This is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is visual artist Ashara Ekundayo. Hey, Ashara.
Hey, what up, go?
Hey, Ashara is a co-curator of the exhibit Frontline Prophet James Baldwin, and it features beautiful and amazing images of the iconic writer created by Detroit artist Sabrina Nelson. Shout out to Sabrina. And you can see it at the Joyce Gordon Gallery in downtown Oakland until April 27th. And it's really good, y'all. But right now, we're going to hear Ashara's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is Visual Storytelling Summit, Seeking Truths at KQED. A panel of visual storytellers and journalists will discuss how the use of AI images causes public distrust of what they see in the media. And panelists will also explain how they're using art and media to address and solve this issue. Now, Ashara, you're one of the panelists speaking at this event. It sounds very interesting. What do you plan to touch upon on?
I am going to join this conversation that has everything to do with the visual. I think a lot of film artists, photography makers, folks who work in, as you said, AI, you know, just to see what's happening, you know, in the industry and what particular visual artists are into, how they're incorporating AI or other digital AR, VR, UX, and UR work into their storytelling. So I'm excited to be also talking about the AfroPortals project space in East Oakland that we manage and our platform, Artists as First Responder.
It sounds really interesting and definitely an important topic. That's Visual Storytelling Summit, Seeking Truths at the KQED building in San Francisco on April 27th. Your next pick is the Men's Wellness Fellowship at the Black Panther Party Museum. It's a space where men of color can share feelings and hopes. Oakland-based artists Kariga Bailey and Christian Walker started this group. Their goal is to normalize the idea of mental health care and make it accessible. Ashara, we know mental health care is not accessible to a lot of us, especially Black folks, and definitely the brothers. Mm-hmm. We got to reach the brothers. Talk more about this. This is so important. I'm so happy it exists.
It's free, brothers, men, sons, folks of across gender and across generations. So young people are brought by their elders, and even moms who bring their sons are welcome to come as well. So it's just been really fantastic and healing for them to be able to be in a space of vulnerability and creativity, and they have some fun as well. And I think that's important for, you know, men to be able to have spaces to like be with each other and be soft and be careful and be tender and be kind to each other, because they're navigating a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the Men's Wellness Fellowship at the Black Panther Party Museum in Oakland. They meet every last Tuesday of the month, and their next meeting is on April 30th. And your final pick is the Tea and Hat Party, a celebration for our mothers at Liberation Park, which is where the Black Cultural Zone, Acoma Market, takes place. Treat your mom to a fun-filled day. There'll be live music, a roller skating rink, food, wine tasting, of course, the outdoor market, because we know mama loves to shop, and there'll just be just a whole lot more. Also, you could tell your mom to bring her fanciest hat, because there's going to be a hat competition. Okay, this is so Black.
It's so Black. So Black, church lady with a good hat, you know,
exactly,
and the gloves,
exactly,
and the fans and all the things. Liberation Park, you know, is a reclaimed space for the Black Cultural Zone. And they just really did it up. You know, they have this fantastic wood, it's a roller skating rink. And yeah, it was, you know, and it was out there before all the other cool little roller skating rinks popped up in the East Bay. So they'd be out there with the bomb music, really great DJs. But, you know, they love to throw a party. So it'll be very brunchy. Hopefully the weather will hold up. But yeah, just shout out to the Black Cultural Zone for inviting folks to have time at the Acoma Market, which all of these really fantastic Black vendors from around the city come and, you know, put their wares out for us to, like, you know, get our little shopping on and whatnot.
That's the Tea and Hat Party, a celebration for our mothers at Liberation Park in East Oakland, right near East Mall Mall, and it happens on May 5th. I've been speaking with arts curator Ashara Ekundayo. Visit the exhibit Frontline Prophet, James Baldwin, at the Joyce Gordon Gallery in downtown Oakland until April 27th. And I have an event too. I'll be in conversation with sci-fi writer Mike Chen at Books, Inc. in Alameda on Tuesday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden.